as I leave the town clock and it's about 20 to 10, Gloria, you were sitting in the car while I went out there and interviewed people. What did you observe?
I got out because I wanted to photograph the police presence and everything, and the police were...
So I've only seen a couple of, I presume, takeout places open. Actually, only one, I think, got Jamba Juice. Verve is closed. Chocolat is closed. Pizza place next to the theater is closed. The Cinema 9. Looks like all the places around, I don't know whether it's called Falafel Hut or Falafel Way or Falafel Mania, are closed, or at least there's no cars parked near them. Nobody's waiting to do any pickup anyway. And we're turning on Lincoln now. The burned-out porta potty has not been replaced on Lincoln yet, although I think there is a hand-washing station there. We haven't checked to see if there's soap. There is a porta potty in the Pearl Alley area.
There's a padlock button.
And still a padlock?
Yep.
And that one is still padlocked. Apparently they want to keep them safe for another era. It looks like New Leaf is... Looks kind of dark. But yeah, this is a little early for these places to open up. Good point. So a lot of this is premature.
That's 9:44.
And there's one guy sleeping in one of the two storefronts, both of them vacant. Used to be a shoe shop, I think. That Roasting Company has a door that's open, so I assume it's open, the Roasting Company. Men with shopping carts around. There's one old non-homeless looking guy with a 30s hat on. He's still around. And another homeless guy who I recognize from the Red Church walking by the just past the Del Mar Theater or the Cinema 9 Theater. Looks like Lele is open for takeout and delivery, the sign says. That's a restaurant that I may have been in once in my life. We're turning now into, I think, Woodstock Pizza is... There are cars parked near here. And I don't know if it's open.
That's impressive.
I know her. It looks like its lights are off. And this is the line for Trader Joe's. Everybody's standing at a 6-foot distance. So that's going to take a while to get some food. The parking garage where last night vouchers were given out.
I'm amazed this place is still here.
Let's see if it's if one can get in here. I think you can. I'm going to see if there's a... I'm not sure where those vouchers are given out. There are plenty of cars parked on the lower level here. I'm surprised. I guess city employees or something? Sleeping bags and tarps along the sides.
Outside the fence.
Right outside the fenced-off area of the place, the parking garage, which I believe is... I think these lots are all considered to be free for the time being. And I'm driving around. What I'm really looking for are the area where there was a supposedly spray-painted 6-foot spots where people were supposed to stand in order to receive their vouchers yesterday. At least that's what was told me by our confidential informant. I don't see those yet, but I may. It was raining, of course, or at least it was...
Wasn't it spray paint, though?
There was rain different points yesterday, but I, after looking around the first level, I don't see... here it is. Here comes the canopy, which is being moved to this supposed secret location. But it's kind of a procession of Six people.
There's the van, I think.
And the Una Bombs van is shortly following it. I guess it's being directly moved to the area where folks were, I'm presuming where folks were last night.
Were you able to talk to Keith?
And no, Keith was not around. We're an authorized vehicle. I'm parking in a reserve or authorized vehicle spot. And they are, well, maybe they're taking it somewhere else. Has arrived, and I will get out and ask him.
He's directing the setup.
Yeah. I guess the coffee station is being set up so that it can be continued on a 24-hour basis here. And it's being set up right by the, I guess it's the pay station that, it's a large, well, a small blue building that's enclosed. I haven't really parked in this parking lot since it became a pay parking lot. This is the parking lot that is next to the Galleria Center, and it's also on the other side of it is the River Street Bank Complex between River and Front Street. At 24 River Street, where the canopy and the 24-hour operation has been moved. Discussion going on about where to place the canopy. It's easier down here at 24 River because the other is a longer distance. Keith is doing a conference call and walking away. Keith, is this a union conference call? All right, then I will stand with you. Unless you object. Right. Well, I'm assuming you're not objecting. 180 people last night, according to Keith, have been...
At least. There's probably more, but that's what we got.
Were housed. How many hotels?
This is the list of hotels. You take a picture of it.
We're talking Budget Inn, the Islander, Riverside Inn, and...
There's only one that didn't do it, which was...
I guess Alicia said she was still negotiating with that hotel, trying to get them to change their...
Yeah, and we gave up, and I just put everybody in another hotel.
What? You want to say the name of that motel that wouldn't do it?
I forget the name. Oh, fuck, I don't have a pen, God.
All right.
I've not had a pen for 5 days, and I need one for 5 days.
If I can reach into my pocket with these damn gloves, hang on. Oh, I thought I had a pen. This pair of glasses. Keith.